I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. Welcome to Amazing FBA. This episode is brought to you by the Private Label Process, the course that we just created, which is launching on the 19th of November. Good news, if you like free stuff and you like good stuff at the same time, the Private Label Process has a contest on until the 18th of November, midnight UK time. So what is on offer? It's simple. The Private Label Process online course, which takes you A to Z, soup to nuts, zero to hero, from know nothing to launched with your first private label product within 6 months. Of course, if you have a full-time job and children, or a full-time job and a property empire to run or whatever else, it'll probably take you a few more months. Let's be real, but you can certainly do it in less as well. That's worth £395 or $500, and that's what it's going on sale for when it launches. And I will give that to you absolutely for free to the lucky winner of the contest. So to enter the contest, you just need to do two things. Number one, go to amazingfba.com/contest. That's amazing, F for Freddy, B for Bertie, A for Alpha.com/contest. And the second step is you give your first name, email address, and just answer the simple question, which is, what's the biggest barrier to you getting launched with a private label product? And once you do that, you're entered for the contest. We will choose a winner on the 19th of November and announce that to you via email, and we'll announce it on the podcast and everything else as well. So very easy, no-brainer. I would have thought, if you're in any way late interested, unless you've already doing tens of thousands, in which case you might want to join the 10k collective, in which case go to amazingfba.com/10k. But if you're not and you want to be, then this course is for you, and if you can get it for free, why would you not? So get yourself over to amazingfba.com/contest, and you can enter there and get an absolutely free course. Amazing. So on with the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, as part of the Private Label course pre-launch week, I'm giving some serious content out. It's in little bite-sized chunks, but we are basing it on the contents of the Private Label Process course. If you want to check that out, amazingfba.com/PLP. You've probably already heard about the contest, if you're listening to this before the 18th of November, midnight British time, that we have a contest running. To enter that, just go to amazingfba.com/contest, C-O-N-T-E-S-T, to enter to win a completely free access to the Private Label course, which is the PLP. It goes to £395 or $500. So let's get into the whole area of niche research. We talked before about the absolutely critical importance of having a really imaginative and person-led way of approaching creating marketing ideas, and eventually honing down to filtering down to viable product ideas on Amazon. But okay, at some point you have got to check on Amazon, have we got a goer or not? So this is about that area. So first of all, we've got to come up with lots of ideas. That's divergent thinking. So it's a, you know, the typical divergent thinking test is, here's a pen, here are 10, come up with 50 different ways of using it within 5 minutes, go. Some people are good at that kind of stuff. They're typically seen as creative thinking, although I think there's such a thing as creative problem solving. So you're going to come up with many, many, many possible products out of that process. And if you missed that, then listen to our previous episode 286. Just go to amazingfba.com/286 to catch that. This is 287. So if you want to get the notes for this, go to amazingfba.com/287. So the next thing, that I call that phase the pick. So we come up with ideas, product idea creation. The next one I call PIE, pie, the product idea elimination. So we, at that point, get a ton of ideas that are raw and unfiltered, and we put them through a structured process. So the pick thing is an adding process, and then the pie thing is a subtracting process. So you should end up with more and more and more ideas as you go through the product idea creation phase, as you're trying to find a product to sell. And then you should have fewer and fewer ideas, but they should be better and better quality. In other words, the market looks good, supply and demand, basically the market on Amazon, as you go through the next phase, the product idea elimination phase. So let's have a look at elimination, how that works. The main thing to do, notice, is that we should go through these things in a structured way. You should first of all set a budget. There's no point in having a massive massive market that you're very excited to buy because somebody's making £500,000 a year. If you've got £5,000 to spend, or £500,000 a month or something, if you've got £5,000, £10,000 to spend, or dollars, doesn't matter which, you're deluding yourself. You have to have a budget that's proportionate to the market. You need to check demand. If there's no demand for anything, it's a waste of time. Sounds obvious, but sometimes people run away from the competition so hard that they find themselves in some little backwater where the whole of first page one is probably making £4,000 or something, and most of people are making like a couple of hundred. It's not worth it. Equally, though, obviously, you've got to check the competition. It's no good going into market if it is not winnable, either because your budget needs to be massive or because the competition is really stark. And then you need to do an in-depth competition review if these other things check out. But here's the trick. Filter ideas fast. That is the key. If you don't, you're going to be miserable fast because you're going to spend your life going around in circles with products, research and spreadsheets and overanalyzing things that don't deserve your time. So here's what you need to do. Set a budget first. First, again, this is the number one thing people don't do. They just use something like Jungle Scout, whatever tools really, that don't really account for your budget. A couple of them do. AZ Analyzer is pretty good that way, actually. Most of the standard ones do not. So is it an affordable niche for you? If no, just forget it. Try the next idea. Done. Next. If it is, then check the demand. And what does affordable mean? Well, if you are aiming to be, so third or fourth position down page one for the main keywords, a copper bracelet, and you discover that there's about $10,000 worth of revenue being done per month in that niche, you may need something like $10,000 to launch into that. It's a very, very, very rough rule of thumb. There are tools that will help you. AZ Analyzer, as I say, is one of those, which I think is pretty good because most tools do not account for that. But that's a rough rule of thumb. If you're looking at something with masses of turnover and you have tiny budget, that's a mismatch. Move on. Second thing, check demand. Is it above $5,000 a month for the whole of page one? And that's only really in Europe that I would even accept something as low as that. In USA, I'd probably add a zero to that. If no, if there's tiny amounts of being made, amounts of money and revenue being made, I should say, just forget it, move on. If yes, great. Then check the competition. Then check the competition. Is it manageable competition, right? Which is a broad set of questions, but broadly, are there masses of reviews on the first few products? They're very hard to get now. Are the price points very low and you couldn't compete? Obviously, it's a bit early in the stage to tell, really, in terms of profit and loss, but you can get an idea. If everyone's selling something for a few pounds or a few dollars, going to be hard to make money. That kind of question, all right? And then if not, you should try your next idea. And if yes, you should move on to in-depth competitive review. Fourth idea, you need to filter out things with an in-depth competitive review. And then you need to come back to this question. Is this a winnable niche? Doesn't matter if somebody's making money in this market. The question is, can it be you? If it can, okay, get in there. If it can't, don't waste your time. So I just want to emphasize that although this is an overview of the process, and we will give you some more detail and have done at many points in the course of the podcast history, and we'll do again, but the overall structure of what I'm just saying is really, really critical. Just let's think about this again. You are filtering fast. You are eliminating ideas at this point. Okay, the further you go down this process of this side of the product research thing, it's about less is more, right? So fewer keywords, more quality. So if it's not affordable, forget it. If it is just not enough demand, forget it. Now, if the competition is not manageable, forget it. Now, that's a more subtle question. Yeah, that's harder to answer, but nevertheless, this is the right order in which to do it. And you can save yourself so much time, like probably 10x time. I mean, serious amounts by just eliminating fast, because most keywords ideas aren't good, which is why we generate hundreds of them, because we just keep eliminating the ones that don't make sense, and we come up with something that makes sense sooner or later. But you've got to kiss a lot of frogs now to find the prince these days. So you should do some quick profit and loss calculations if you think that it is winnable, and then you start sourcing. So this overall shape is really critical, and a lot of people just miss out on that because I think they just try and go straight for the jugular. So just to reiterate a few things about this. First of all, budget is really, really critical. You've got to start with budget. And very broadly speaking, we've talked about this before. If you're going to sell, if you're going to use your product for a private label order, you need to start off with splitting it up into three chunks. If you have, say, $10,000 to spend, you need to probably put $4,000 towards your first product inventory, including manufacture cost, shipping cost, duty, VAT if you're shipping into the UK or EU, etc. The second chunk is maybe $2,000, maybe roughly, so double, sort of about another 50% on top for launching it, and then another $4,000 for reordering it. Because if it takes off like a rocket, guess what? You have a stock problem. You have a sales success and a stock problem. You have to restock, you have to replenish your inventory, right? So budget's a really key consideration, and that should help you to be a bit realistic. If you're looking at a market, if you've got $10,000 in your pocket burning a hole, do not think that you can go after market where you need $10,000. To launch, you're probably looking at something like $4,000. So be realistic and modest in your expectations there. Panning for gold is look for demand and then check the competitive landscape. So reviews obviously are a part of that. Check the competitor listings as well and do an in-depth analysis of the photos and reviews and the text. This is a very, very sort of broad brush idea of what you'll be covering if you took the private label process course. And we'll cover it in some more detail in upcoming podcasts as well. But it's no good if your overall process isn't good. Most people get the opposite. They go into detail too much with things that shouldn't be looked at. Another thing that can help you eliminate things, and elimination is the name of the game here. We're not looking to add possible products. We're looking to eliminate the ideas that we generated in the previous phase. And I can't stress enough how it's like good writing. Professional writers work and create, and then they edit. They're separate processes and you shouldn't muddle them together. This is the editing phase. This is like, I've got 400 ideas or 100 or 50 at least around podcasting. And I think I could sell a tripod for cameras and an arm for the microphone and maybe pop filters and lighting. And, you know, I'm just looking around the desk in front of me. I mean, you're falling over product ideas all day. And there's never a shortage of ideas. It's just a shortage of imagination or willingness to look around you. But anyway, that we dealt with in the previous podcast. This one I'm talking about, this is an elimination game. A very simple way of eliminating things is gated categories. If it's going to be complicated and gated, maybe you don't want to go into it now. That's fine if you can get ungated, but never ever order a product in bulk if you haven't got ungated. That's another massive hint, and I've seen people come to grief with that. Another thing that's really, really critical is to look at the Amazon product restrictions as well, because that's obviously that can be really a game killer. If you order something that's just illegal to sell in a particular country, and it varies, for example, I know that cannabis is now legal in quite a few states in the USA, but it certainly is not legal across the USA. Therefore, Amazon will not stock things related to that, even though it is legal in some states. So you can't just assume anything about these things. You've got to double check. And these things change from time to time as well. Check in Seller Central for product restrictions or restricted products. And then the final thing to say is you've got to be different, differentiate or die. Because really, if you don't make a difference between what you're doing, a clear, precise difference that the audience would care about, the shoppers on Amazon will care about, they're never going to become your customers. They'll be shoppers and they might go past and go, yeah, that's the same as everything else. Or, you know what, it's different in a way I just don't care. That's really ugly, or that's really, really heavy. I don't want that. So make sure that you don't just differentiate based on just being different for the sake of it. Try and make sure you understand the target customer, which brings me neatly back to what I was talking about in the previous podcast, which is you've got to start with a customer, a potential customer, and really, really dive really deep into understanding them and, you know, hang out where they play, hang out next to the watering hole where they play, you know, go online, offline, be a member of the target market. It's the easiest way. If you're an obsessive rock climber, then really dig deep into that market and just think deeply about what people need, what equipment you use, and what is not as good as it could be and what could be easily improved. And if you dig deep enough into the detail of what people's lives are like in hobbies, at work, in personal life, in the home, then you'll end up getting some fantastic ideas. And then the elimination process is relevant. So Hope that makes sense. I mean, really, the last elimination point is it the same as everything else? If it is, forget it. Eliminate it from your inquiries. Do not despair. If you get 100 ideas and you put them all through in a filtering process and you get zero at the other end. If you're getting through 100 ideas and you get zero of them look any good at all, you may be being too fussy. If you've got 100 ideas and half of them look amazing, you're probably being a bit optimistic. I mean, that's a rough rule of thumb. Out of 100 ideas, it depends how good quality they are, really. But how long is a rule of thumb? I'd expect anywhere between 2 and 10 might just be worth taking forward to the point of looking at profit and loss and, you know, seeing if the sourcing side, i.e. can you buy it at the right price to make a profit? Can you buy good quality stuff? So that's the next stage in the process. And we'll talk about that because I want to give the overview of the process as I see it, rather than just get buried in the weeds, which I think happens to a lot of people. They get overly detailed too early. So that's my message for today. Don't get buried in the weeds. Don't get into detail when it's not appropriate. When you're about to order 1,000 units or something, all the details are really critical. But when you're just considering something as a possible product, don't fall in love with your own ideas. Come up with lots of them. Get rid of them quickly as well if they obviously just don't make sense. This episode is brought to you by the Private Label Process course created by yours truly, along with Rob Sleeth, my business partner, who's helped with a lot of things, but mostly the content, and Gary, who is our trusty VA. He's done tons of editing and everything else. So it's been a team effort and months of work. It's not based on just my personal experience, although it is. I am somebody who's been in the market in Amazon, as has Rob, for several years, but it is a culmination of years being in private groups of masterminds with serious sellers, people who are doing up to $1 million a month, not just a year, and also running the 10K collective mastermind and related masterminds of sellers, collectively doing probably of the order of £15 million a year. So I don't know what that is in dollars, $18 million to $20 million, something like that. So I've had the inside track on those businesses, hour after hour of intensive labor working on their problems and solutions. So this is a culmination of all of that stuff, and we put it into a course that takes you A to Z, soup to nuts, zero to hero, from nothing, no knowledge, to launch with your first private label product, ideally within 6 months. Now, just a caveat, if you have a small child, a full-time job, and a property empire, that's probably going to take you a year. Let's be realistic here. We're into realism here, but it can definitely be done in 6 months if you're focused and do 20 to 30 hours a week on it and take it seriously. So the PLP course is in three phases, which is phase zero, where you learn the basics of Amazon with retail arbitrage, online arbitrage. It's not an online arbitrage focus course, but we give you the basics of that enough for you to go away and do some more work on it should you choose. Phase one, find a generic product and get it out there. Phase two is private label product launch. And then the third phase is the analysis phase where you stabilize and expand. So it's all done, 20 modules and hundreds of videos, but they're in bite-sized chunks, very actionable, very absorbable. I think it's great value. It's as complete, in my view, as courses out there that cost probably literally 9 or 10 times as much, which is kind of crazy, but certainly 5-6 times as much. So I think it's great value. If you want to check it out, go to amazingfba.com/PLP. But here's the great news. If you're listening to this before midnight on the 18th of November, and that's midnight GMT, that is Greenwich Mean Time, that is London, UK time, before that deadline, we have a contest. And the prize is very simple. You guessed it. It is access to the online video course. That is the Private Label Process for free for life. Plus an hour of mentoring with me as well, which is valued at £100 an hour, $130 an hour. So it's basically a value of about $600 and something, absolutely free to the lucky winner. To enter that, you just need to do the following. Number one, go to amazingfba.com/contest. That's amazing. F for Freddy, B for Bertie, A for Alpha.com/contest, C-O-N-T-E-S-T. And there you're just going to give your first name, your email, and just tell me what your biggest pain or the biggest barrier is to getting launched with a private label product. And it's very interesting to hear the responses. It's fascinating to me, so I can fine tune my training and help for people to know what that issue is. So it's going to be fascinating to share the results with you as well of that survey. So get yourself over there. If you have any interest at all in it, you may as well get it for free. amazingfba.com/contest contest, and that will be going away on midnight on the 18th of November. So move fast if you're interested. Thanks for listening. Now on with the show. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few. Then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.